With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The Montana Commissioner of Political Practices says his office's docket of campaign complaints is clear for the first time in 18 years. Commissioner Jonathan Modell said today that his office has issued 286 decisions since 1998, with about half of those made since 2013. The commissioner's office has been plagued by a backlog of complaints filed over the years by individuals or committees alleging campaign violations. Modell says any complaints filed in the 2016 election cycle will be dealt with immediately, with the goal of resolving them before Election Day. The clear docket does not include four complaints related to alleged violations of the state's campaign contribution limits in 2012. Modell says those cases are on hold while a federal lawsuit challenging the limits is pending. The case brought by the city of Missoula against the former owner of the city's water system is set to go before the Montana Supreme Court. The Missoulian Report's Mayor John Engen announced yesterday that the state's high court will hear oral arguments in the lawsuit against Mountain Water Company and the Carlisle Group. The arguments will take place at the University of Montana in April. The city sued Carlisle in April 2014 after years of negotiations over the right to purchase Mountain Water. The city won the case in district court in June 2015, and Carlisle appealed to the Supreme Court. Engen says the city's legal fees in the case have reached more than $5 million. Carlisle sold Mountain Water to Liberty Utilities earlier this month. Governor Steve Bullock gave an upbeat assessment of Montana's economy today as he unveiled his office's 2015 Economic Development Report. Corn Cates Carney reports.
The report echoed the Democratic governor's State of the State address on this date last year, boasting of the state's business-friendly climate and economic and income growth.
At 4%, our unemployment rate is a point below the national average. More Montanans are at work all across our state than ever before in our state's history. 10,000 jobs were added to our economy in 2015.
Montana's economy is taking a central role in the contest for the governor's seat this year. While Bullock sets groundwork in the primary season on economic success stories, Republican businessman Greg Gianforte offers another narrative.
As I talk to parents all across the Big Sky, they tell me that too many of our young people are leaving to find work. We have to turn this around. Our kids want to stay, but they need a governor who knows how to create high-wage jobs.
Gianforte cites a study from the University of Montana's Bureau for Business and Economic Research that found the state may not generate sufficient opportunities for young, college-educated workers. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
ExxonMobil is suing Northwestern Energy over power outages at the energy giant's Billings refinery, claiming it cost them millions of dollars. The Billings Gazette reports that in the lawsuit filed last Friday, Exxon accuses Northwestern of being negligent in preventing the outages. The Exxon refinery gets electricity from two Northwestern energy substations and has no alternative power supply. According to the lawsuit, Northwestern also diverted power away from the refinery, forcing it to shut down. Exxon has requested payment for damages but did not specify an amount. Representatives from Exxon and Northwestern declined to comment further on the lawsuit. State and tribal wildlife managers are reminding Montanans that the supplemental feeding of game animals is illegal on private and state land on the Flathead Reservation, as well as off the reservation. Last week, state fish, wildlife, and parks wardens euthanized an orphan doe after it was taken care of by homeowners in Forsyth for 6 years. The feeding of deer, elk, moose, antelope, mountain lions, and bears is prohibited. The recreational feeding of birds can also be unlawful if it attracts hoofed animals or bears. FWP game warden Ron House noted that residents sometimes claim to be feeding turkeys, but this feeding can also attract other species like deer. Deer can in turn attract mountain lions and pose a safety threat to neighbors. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sean Robb.